that the clock has just moved on to 6 o'clock exactly on this Monday, 19th of May, year of the Lord 2025. Greeting you from God's footstool, wherever you are. A warm-hearted good morning. Lochani, Molweni, Saubona, Tubela, Macheloni Avudi. Indeed, a privilege to be in your company. Goeiemorgen, lekker om saam met jou die nuwe dag te kan ingaan. Dit wat die Heer op my hart gelê het om die dag mee af te skop. Onlangs die voorreg gehad om goeie diens in aksie te sien. Ons leef in 'n dag en tyd waarin alles blitsvinnig moet gebeur. En een van die dinge waaraan ons 'n hoë prioriteit stel is goeie diens, is dit nie? En wanneer ek praat van 'n goeie diens, dan praat ek van uiteenlopende items wat bestel is. Dis nie dat jy dit alles in dieselfde stoorkamer aanhou nie. En hierdie items het ek bestel, en nadat ek betaal het vir die items, was dit nie 10 minute nie, toe is daar die items afgelever. Ek kan onthou dat ek teruggekom het Suid-Afrika toe en verbuisterd vir soveel mense vertel het, daar is 'n plek in die wêreld waar hulle uiteenlopende items binne 10 minute kan aflewer, voor jou deur kan kom neersit. And it absolutely amazed me that there's service that exists, that it's even possible to do such a thing. However, if you meditate on this, we live in a very, very fast-paced society. And a tough assignment sometimes is waiting. Patience is a virtue, we say, that goes unappreciated in this very fast-paced society that you and I live in. And we're very impressed with when things happen quickly. Ever stood in front of the elevator, pushing the button every 5 seconds, waiting for it, as opposed to climbing the stairs, waiting for that elevator tour? What are you waiting on the Lord for this morning? Are you waiting on the Lord for something? Did you ask the Lord for something? And speaking about the Lord God of Israel, the one and only true, unseen, omniscient, all-powerful God who is in control of your very heartbeat, the very nostrils that you suck up air with, the God who created you. Are you waiting on the Lord for something? What is it that you're waiting on the Lord for this morning? And how are you doing with that waiting of yours? This country that I visited, it was the most ever amount of fast cars that I've seen around me. We're in a modern day society that loves fast cars, fast elevators, fast food. Clever, these guys that put the S in fast foods, wasn't it? And so what are you waiting on the Lord for? Because the downside of brilliant customer service, excellent service, is we don't like to wait. We've forgotten how to wait, especially waiting on the Lord. We will not survive spiritually if we do not learn to wait. I want to take you to God's Word when I talk about these things. Ultimately, we're a Christian radio station, and what we share with you is don't take it for granted. Wait on the Lord to show you and search the Scriptures to see if these things are so. But when we speak about waiting, there's a couple of places. For instance, Psalms 27. that speaks about waiting on the Lord. Psalms 130 speaks about waiting on the Lord. Can I ask you, just as a reality check, what are you waiting on the Lord for this morning, Monday morning? Lots of people will say, well, I've asked the Lord for something, I'm waiting on Him. David says, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits. And in His word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord. More than those who watch for the morning, I say, more than those who watch for the morning. Go and read it. He says it twice in Psalms 130, verse 5 and 6. Can you imagine? There are people right now anxiously awaiting an answer from the Lord. I've just seen a very well-known world leader that's been diagnosed with a very serious form of cancer. And I can just imagine in the early hours of this morning as he wakes up, he's waiting for positive results, waiting and hoping that he will survive this. What are you waiting on the Lord for this morning? How do we wait on the Lord? Just as a reality check, 082-657-2729. Not your name, not your street address. Just what are you waiting on the Lord for this morning? You woke up, got dressed, perhaps had a cup of coffee, and you switched on your radio and, well, Radio Pulpit is talking about waiting on the Lord. What are you waiting on the Lord for? Are you waiting on the Lord for something? And how are you doing with the waiting process? We should wait on the Lord with patience. When you and I do not know what to do about something, we should wait on the Lord. And sometimes we get all caught up in just doing something that we neglect to hold still. We neglect to listen. To know that He is. You know that very well-known Psalm, Psalms 46 and verse 10, be still and know that He is God. To wait on the Lord with patience. Even when the pieces of our lives are not fitting together in the way that we want. And we get so busy trying to force the issue. Try and force things to work out. The Bible is full of examples like that. Remember Abram and Sarah? You know what they did? God made a promise. And they ran out of patience. And today we see the biggest family fight in the history of the earth. Because they didn't wait on the Lord. I want to say this to you, my brother, my sister. I haven't had a chance to check the WhatsApp line at the moment because I've asked you, what are you waiting on the Lord for this morning? But if we take the time to pursue God's direction and wait for His response with patience, you will get a much better result. Those who wait on the Lord, listen to what the Word of God says to you this morning. Isaiah 40 and verse 31. You might say, where have I heard that scripture before? Well, the Bible says, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Who knows what this day might bring? On Friday, we spoke about it. You never know what's around the next corner. And so how do we wait on the Lord? By seeking Him. By seeking Him with patience. David conveyed his trust in the Lord a longing to be with Him. Do you have a longing to be with the Lord? Spend time with Him. Spoke to somebody last night, said, well, I attended church yesterday morning. He said, I could tangibly feel the presence of God. It was a time of refreshing, a time of renewal, a time of new strength. Isaiah 40 and verse 1, when you long to be with God, to commune in God's presence, to worship in His temple. David says, the one thing I asked of the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. Psalms 24:7. God's dwelling place. Praising and worshiping the Lord. A place of safety, a place of security. When you wait on the Lord. We had a testimony at Radio Pulpit, a woman that had a very, very hard time at work. And every time that it feels like the wheels would come off, she would go to the cloakroom and start worshiping the Lord. Amper soos 'n trechter, eers die een armpie in die lug en dan die ander armpie in die lug. Stamping her feet, worshiping the Lord, praising the God, the Ancient of Days, the refresher of the human soul. David says, for in the day of trouble, He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He, God and God alone, Father, Son and Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit knows exactly. God knows what you're thinking, what you're listening to right now, what's going on in your heart. God knows exactly. If you don't trust me, go and read Psalms 139. David says, for in the day of trouble, He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His sacred tent and set me upon a high rock. Those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Isaiah 40:31. David says, then my head shall be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At His sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. And so in spite of the circumstances, in spite of what you're waiting on the Lord for this morning, do you have shouts of joy? Do you have a sacrifice of praise in your heart? David says, I will sing and make music to the Lord. Psalms 27:5-6. I know a lot of people that says, you know, when times are hard, and you might say, what are you talking about? Hard times. Do you know that 8 million people are unemployed in this country at the moment? Do not know where the next loaf of bread is going to come from? To wait on the Lord with patience. How do I wait on the Lord? With patience, but also with prayer. To wait on the Lord through prayer, as David did. An example in God's Word, a man after God's own heart, an eager expectation of deliverance. Die Here sal vir jou deerdra. Die Here sal vir jou deerbraak gee. Die Here sal met jou wees. Psalms 130 that speaks about prayer when we wait on the Lord. Psalms 130, a prayer for God to listen. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Hear my voice. Does it sound like you? How much time have you spent in the presence of the Lord in your inner room with a locked door? Crying out. Hoe die ou pastoor gesê, as jy nog haar op jou knie het, het jy te min uitgeroep na die Here. Psalms 130, you see the writer of that psalm. He's consumed, man, with despair. Asking God to listen to his requests. Prayerlessness is sin. Yeah, you heard me right. We live in a modern day society that don't think it's politically correct to use that word. But the Bible doesn't shy away from it. Prayerlessness is sin. Moreover, as for me, far it be for me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray to you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. The fear of the Lord, to serve Him in truth with all your heart. For consider what great things He has done. 1 Samuel 12 and verse 23, all the way to 24. Listen, my brother, my sister, good times, bad times, the good, the bad, and everything in between. Prayer should be the first place that we head. David asked the Lord for wisdom, direction, protection. You know what? David, wholly believing that he would see the goodness of the Lord God in the land of the living. Right here, today, right now. Yesterday is gone. You can't change anything about it. But I do know that God's word says His mercies are fresh in you with each new daybreak. And if you wait on the Lord with patience and with prayer, those who wait on the Lord can fully expect Him to fulfill their hopes. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame, says Psalms 25 and verse 3. There's always an answer. It's either yes, it's either no, or it's either wait on me. Wait on me. A confident expectation, a positive result. A place of great hope, isn't it? To trust in the Lord. Those who do not know the Lord will not wait on Him. Neither will those who fail to trust Him. We, my brother, you and I, my sister, must be confident of who God is and what He's capable of doing. He's the miracle-working God. He's the God of the second chance. He's the God who created you, who knows every thought, who counts the very hair on your head. Those who wait on the Lord and do not lose heart in their prayer. This is the confidence we have in approaching the Lord. The Bible says, if we ask according to His will. And this is not a name it and claim it, a blab it and grab it, sharing of God's word, a twisted idea of, so I can have my way. But to wait on the Lord, to renew our strength, trusting Him, seeking Him, establishing your faith. It brings serenity. It brings stability. I want to say this to you. Listen to what the word of the Lord says. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me. He heard my cry. And then the Bible says, He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire, and He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. If only you can find a firm place to stand on this Monday morning, 19th of May, 19 minutes after 6. That firm place is called the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask the Lord to put a new song in your mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. The Bible says many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him. Others will see. Somebody is watching. Somebody is listening. How you handling the waiting on the Lord? Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you who act on behalf of those who wait on Him. Isaiah 64 and verse 4. Who act on behalf of those who wait for Him. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 7. And I know you listening to me this morning, and sometimes we might feel as though the Lord does not see us, as though the Lord does not hear us. You might even say, well, He's not answering my prayers. Even in that, even in those moments, I want to encourage you, put your complete faith and trust in the living God. it's the safest place to be. If it doesn't make sense, the rock of all ages, to wait in the shadow of his wings. A eager anticipation, a knowing that he's with us, that he's in control of your life, that he will do what he has promised, that he will rescue, that he will save. The Bible says he's always working for our good. He who had begun the good works in us will complete it on the day of Messiah Yeshua, Philippians 1 and verse 6. Even when we don't feel him, Romans 8:28. Even when we don't feel him, patience, courage, active trusting, seeking in prayer. So you learn to wait on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you look at Psalms 130, twice the psalmist says to his soul, wait for God's response. Wait on the Lord. I want to end off this morning. It's 21 after 6 already. Speaking about how to wait on the Lord. We spoke about patience. We spoke about prayer. But I want to end off with wait on the Lord with purpose. Wait on the Lord with purpose and make God the focus of your life. You know what? Divorce, addiction, emotional disorders, criminal records. It's evidence of lives that's torn apart because somebody purposefully decided to follow some other voice than God's voice. Some other counsel other than God's counsel. Some other plan other than God's plan. And we see the price that we pay for that all around us. David says, my soul waits patiently for the Lord alone, for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock, my salvation, my defense. I shall not be moved. Psalm 62, 5, 6. Wait on the Lord. I want to encourage you this morning. What is it that you're waiting on the Lord for? Somebody says, I wait on the Lord for an answer at the moment. To do the right thing. Somebody says, I'm waiting on the Lord for the salvation of a friend who's struggling with addiction. Iemand sê, ek wag op die Here vir die herstel van my familie nou al vir 7 jaar. Iemand anders sê, ek wag op die Here vir my man dat die Here hom sal verlos die emosionele seer en pyn. Want hy sukkel al met alkohol vir so lank, dat hy 100% die Here Jesus sal aanneem as saligmaker en verlosser. Can you hear it? The list is just endless in front of me. People who are waiting on the Lord this morning. It's not you alone. Daar's baie wat wag op die Here vanoggend. But do it with patience. Do it with prayer and do it with purpose. Let me just remove the music in the background, not to manipulate the atmosphere. Father God, God of Israel, God of our Bible, Lord Jesus, it is to you, magnificent darling of heaven, that we come this morning. You are the everlasting God, the unchangeable. You are the covenant God, the one who provide. Lord, one of your names is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who will provide. In Genesis 22, 14, it is before you that we bow down. You see the expectant hearts. You see the souls that's reaching out to heaven this morning for an answer from you. But Lord, through this, teach us patience. Teach us prayer. Teach us purpose. Teach us to be set apart. Teach us true peace in this awaiting. Teach us assurance in a fearful situation. Teach us, Lord, that we can trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's children says, amen and amen. Thank you for allowing me to speak God's word into your life.